Has anyone ever noticed that it sounds like they're chanting, "Oh my gosh, I got penguins on my body"?
That's... I'm going to be thinking about that one then, because that does seem kind of specific. I think
you
can actually...
are listening to the Obscure Gentleman podcast, a weekly show where we look at pop culture filtered through the eyes, ears, mouth, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, or whatever, of the internet.
Knees and toes.
I am Aaron A. Alvarez, and what's your name?
I am Alex Mitchell, the only.
The only one in the world.
Yes.
Real quick, we also have a Patreon, so if you want to support the podcast and the comic, go to patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. Also, make sure to subscribe and write us a review. Four of you have already done so, so we thank you there. And
share with your friends, too, if you'd like.
Yeah, let everyone know about...
this madness.
Yeah, so...
we're looking out for you.
Yeah, let's start the show.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
It was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over! You lose. Good day, sir.
No! No!
So, Ant-Man came out. You have not seen it.
No, I haven't.
I did, I'll just say, I loved it. I loved the hell out of it.
All right.
You'll probably hear more of my thoughts, eventually, once you see it.
Yeah.
But,
so next week you'll probably get more.
Yeah, so this, what I have, though, is, coincidentally, because I thought you were going to see it, but still what I have...
It's okay, I'm...
But is, they're sort of non-spoiler comments.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a cool thing, I guess. So this is from Facebook. All of them are from Facebook, and most of them are from the Slash Film and Comic Book Movie pages.
Oh, no.
Two from Rolling Stone. So, starting off. I really wanted to, but wifey and I ended up eating grandkids instead. I did get my new Spider-Man tattoo. Definitely seeking Ants Man this weekend.
So he didn't see the movie, but he ate his grandkids instead.
Yeah, that first part threw me off. I'm trying to think what it might mean if
ate with grandkids.
I ended up eating. Well, he didn't say. He says G kids. So I.
That's okay. That's
G kids. I interpret as grandkids.
Yeah.
So ended up eating with. I ended up eating G kids instead.
I don't know.
I mean,
do you ever feel like when people are typing these things out, they're giving you very inconsequential details about? I don't care. It's like when you're writing that down, I don't tell you I was gonna go see Ant-Man, but I forgot I had to go buy shoes instead, so I went to go that after picking up some food, and I also needed to actually. Change my tire too because I was a little flat.
That's what's funny about these Facebook posts. The one where it's usually the website, the publishing website, where it's be it Rolling Stone or this one's from Slash Film, where it's all it said was how much the movie made, and it said, "Did you enjoy Ant-Man?" And there are comments of people doing that where it's I didn't see it because, and they give a big reason.
The question doesn't apply to you then. If you enjoyed it, you can say
this
yes.
This one I singled out mainly because the eating G kids thing stood out to me.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
So either it's more than likely a case of accidentally a word.
Yeah.
Where you forgot eating with G kids instead, which still sounds weird, or this is a real cannibal. he did get his new Spider-Man tattoo. So
that's the silver lining in all this.
But he's definitely seeking Ant-Man this weekend.
Ant-Man.
He's seeking.
He's searching high and low.
It sounds like he's gonna go on a he's seeking a man. I'm seeking this person.
Yeah.
Going out on a date with Ant-Man.
Looking for Ant-Man.
No. And every sentence in this is followed up with an ellipses.
So three dots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every single sentence. Instead, .. I did get my new Spider-Man tattoo.
He's trying to build the suspense to the conclusion
he
of his story.
He ends it with that, too. So it's like...
So now it's just like an uncomfortable...
It's like was there something else? Was,
I have my tattoo, though.
Definitely seeking answer, So maybe he'll return.
You should read some of these comments like in your mind with like Eeyore's voice, because it helps like a lot to me.
So this one... Okay, so this one may also made no sense. You're talking bad about Ant-Man when you're too scared to show your real face. Are you a cat?
A cat?
I don't know.
I mean, cats aren't known to be brave animals, but I mean, they're not known for cowardice either.
It's I don't know who he's asking this, because it's... This wasn't a response to anyone. This was just a general comment. This
it wasn't was a, like... It started its own thread, then.
Yeah, this was like a comment.
Okay.
You're talking bad about Ant-Man when you're too scared to show your real face.
I mean...
Are you a cat?
I mean, is it such a crime to say you didn't like the movie? I mean, it's just an opinion.
So is he talking about the other people in this thread? Or is he talking about the person who wrote the article?
You know what? That may be a...
The article, though, is just saying how much the movie made.
Oh. So who's he mad at?
He's addressing someone in the comments.
I think he's addressing the general public.
I just don't get the "Are you a cat?"
Are you a cat? Maybe he tried to swipe in coward.
You're too scared to show your real face. Are you a cat?
Are you a cat?
See, and you do have to take those that into account.
But then it's weird. It's like I have to like I'm not only taking that into consideration, I'm thinking, like, what are all the options that they have that they could have made this mistake?
Yeah.
And if they're at a keyboard, then there's no excusing that.
Oh, no, there's none. But again, it's, in a lot of these people's heads, what they're saying makes sense because they're in that moment, and the craziness just isn't crazy to them because it's like, yeah, everyone's acting like a cat. Because we have to look at it from this guy's perspective. Maybe he has a cat, and the cat was being kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
So he was like,
or catty.
You're all acting like cats.
See that, like I've heard people say, "Oh, that girl's acting really catty," but I never heard someone say that girl's acting like a cat.
No.
It's a weird like.
The only time people say someone's a cat is like in a Sammy Davis context.
Oh yeah,
this is some cool.
He's a
cat.
Cool cat.
Yeah.
Or look at this cat.
Or Kevin Smith likes to say it.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Shout out to Kevin Smith.
It was good. For once in a lifetime, I wished I would have seen this one in 3D instead of 1D. I've never seen 2D before, but I would have been down to watch it in that too.
There's levels of dimensions that you get with these movies. I understand the whole like 2D, 3D, but...
Instead, he wishes he'd seen 3D because instead he watched it in 1D.
Okay, that's...
But he's never seen anything in 2D before.
Okay.
So he's watching it in the first dimension.
Yes.
Which is only height.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm puzzled of what he thinks...
2D is.
Because he thinks everyday normal stuff is... He's like, yeah, 1D. It's like, 3D is coming at you. What's 2D to him? Like that's
because 4D is when you're feeling the movie too, right?
Yeah. Yes, 4D
or smelling the movie.
There's no right? such. It's just they give that to anything that has like smell-o-vision or spooky vision, yeah. or
they spray water at you
or when, like stuff hits your ears.
Yeah.
That's the whole 4D. It's essentially giving any gimmick that line.
Yeah,
3D. Yeah, we know what that is, but 2D is what all movies are shown in. Everything is shown in 2D.
Yeah.
You can't not have it be in 2D because one dimension is impossible.
Yeah.
Like, you're not watching a movie at that point. You're not a human at that point. I mean, I suggest this guy, what he does is watch The Cosmos, the original one, where Carl Sagan explains the difference in the dimensions.
Yeah.
Because it'll help this gentleman, but he's never seen 2D before. But he'd be down and watch that too.
He will learn.
Okay. This one actually did make me mad because I know people like this.
Okay.
Or I've heard people like this. And I'm sure you have too. Mm. If you're a fan of the Flash TV show, then you'll love this movie. The Flash and Ant-Man end up teaming up in the comics because they are brothers. Oh. Good movie. Okay, the classic, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't actually know about the comics, but I'm going to make stuff up
to
sound educated.
I feel like this is the... it's such a weird gamble, isn't it? Because I've seen this in real life where people have done this, and yeah. I know you have.
No, too. No, it does, and it to normal people, they don't think anything. They don't think twice. They're just like, oh, really?
Yeah, because you impressed them, and it was like, okay, cool.
And it's so weird. It's this. I don't know how long it's been around. How long people have been doing this? Probably a long time, but it's this weird notion of. I'm gonna make up a lot of facts with the comics because no one reads them, and then they're gonna look at me like, "Wow, you know that?"
Yeah.
And so like that. Okay, this happened to me after we got out of watching Ant-Man. This actually happened.
Really?
We're walking out, and this dude is talking to his friends about. He's like, "I've read Civil War. I know what it's about." Then he goes on to explain something that isn't Civil War at all, and it's just like, "Why do you have to pretend?"
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Like I said, it's a gamble. Because it's like, I could say to you, like, oh, you know, in the Civil War, you know, freaking Teddy Roosevelt, you know, actually invented the first machine. And, you know, if you didn't know anything about the Civil War, you'd be like, wow, really? Well, it's like, if someone comes up to me and says, no, that's not true, you know, none of that shit ever happened, who's the bigger idiot at this point? It's see, like,
and
you know,
the thing is, because they say these things to their friends, it's like their friends buy it, and then all of a sudden you have
you're just spreading misinformation.
You're propagating misinformation to the point where you have.
But then it's like that he said she said thing, right? Where it's like it's going to become even more like.
See, well, my friend told
distorted.
Me. My friend told me that the Ant-Man and Flash are brothers. It's like first, no, they don't exist in the same universe.
No, they don't.
That's not how it works. But people say these things and.
It feels to me like they saw one episode of The Flash.
Or, no, to me it just feels like they want some sort of credibility, some cred, so they make something up. And in their mind it's like, well, I don't know about this, so no one else must know about it, so it doesn't matter. But then the moment they get called out, then they're like, oh, well, you know, once... Because, I mean, that's...
Who cares? It's just a bunch of stupid...
No, that's happened, yeah, to, well, that's happened like... to me before, where this dude was talking about Batman comics, and I started saying, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I'm like, when was the last time you read Batman comics? Well, a long time ago. I'm like, who wrote them?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it was a long time ago. And that's usually the stock response. Like,
yeah.
Or like, oh, I thought that's what it was. It was like, no, you didn't. You made something to try to impress people. And my advice is just don't make shit up. Just be like...
I've never understood... The reasoning for that.
No,
like
it's weird.
I don't like that.
It's like, just admit if you've seen something or read something, and if you haven't, then just be like, I want to read it. I think this is cool, right. But I don't know. Like, if your friends ask you, like, oh, hey, so what's the real Civil War comic about? And you haven't read it, just be like, I haven't read it. But listen here.
Yeah. All I know is it's brother against brother, and yeah, that's all I know about that.
Go over to Plane Zero Podcast and look for our Civil War episode we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some fun times. Okay. I don't like to see things the weekend they come out. Mm-hmm. Theater has people when it really shouldn't, and I can't enjoy the movie that way. I need to be alone.
You know, I understand that, but to me, it's like you should just wait for the DVD or something then.
Or Blu-ray. Yeah.
Blu-ray. Sorry, yeah, I'm used to saying DVD now. Blu-ray.
Here's the problem with this guy. Theaters, no matter how much you love, like when theaters are empty or alone in this case, it's not a singular thing.
It's not meant to be.
Theaters are a sort of a communal ceremony sort of thing.
It's like I have a friend, right, who saw Don't Mess with the Zohan, right?
Oh god, I saw that too.
I saw that in theaters also.
Yeah.
And there were moments where I'm gonna be honest, I thought it was funny. I know you're shaking your head, you're saying, how can you find that shit funny?
Nope.
My friend also she thought it was funny too. I rewatch it in, like, you know, at home.
On FX.
On FX, yes.
Nope, don't say...
They have the movies, I gotta say it. Not funny at all. Very unfunny, unfunny movie.
See, you know, movie theaters bring out this sort of communal response where everyone sort of... When everyone laughs, your laugh becomes amplified because it's like, well, this is funny. Oh, it's gonna be funnier for me. I mean,
yeah.
There was... the Borat effect happened to me where... I saw an early screening with my brother and Travis
mm-hmm.
from Plane Zero, and we thought it was like the funniest movie we'd ever seen. We were laughing hysterically. Watching it again, like about a year ago, it was funny, kind of. It seems kind of dated now. And it was just like,
It's shock humor, you know.
But again, like, when you're with a group of people, this groupthink mentality, it's like, what's funnier is what's sad is sadder. It's your emotions get amplified. That's true. This dude, though, he needs to be alone. It's like, no, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, buddy.
It's like, what, are you going to get angry when someone shows up with, you know, with their kids?
There are people like that, though, who are like, why do people have to come to the theater? It's like,
you're at the theater.
What do you?
Yeah, like,
it's like, I wanted to myself the big screen experience. It's like, then
buy a big fucking TV.
Buy a big giant projector for your house. Oh my god. But yeah.
Screw that. I don't like that.
Here's the last one. It's I don't know if it's sad or I don't know. Comic-Con made me sad to be a 30-year-old reading comics, so I decided to grow up and not see Ant-Man. I will still read comics. Fuck the haters. So, Comic-Con made him sad to be a 30-year-old reading comics, so he decided to grow up. And to grow up, he's not going to watch Ant-Man, but he's still going to read comics. And fuck the haters. So the thing that made him sad, which is being a 30-year-old who reads comics, he's not going to do the more normal thing and just watch movies. He's going to not watch the movie.
But still read the comics.
So
that ends up just making it look more weird than it already was.
I'm not going to do the normal person thing and watch movies. I'm going to not watch movies, and I'm going to read comics because I'm sad that I'm 30-year-old and I read comics.
And then trying to explain that to your friends is going to make you look even worse.
No, listen. I'm 30, and it's sad that I read comics, so I'm not going to watch movies based off of comics. Oh, wow, so you're going to give up comics?
No.
No, fuck the haters. I'm watching I'm still going to read comics. But...
yeah. Does anyone respond to these? Because that's just strange...
No, the thing about this one, though, is that's sort of a mentality you see on a lot of comic book forums where they almost belittle and talk down the hobby and say how sad. It's like, oh, a bunch of fucking nerds and everyone's reading this shit. And it's like, you're complaining that everyone's so obsessed with comics, and yet you're the same dude who will post in a Green Lantern thread bitching about, I've been buying this title for over 30 years and it's still shit.
I will say that nerds are probably some of the more self-deprecating people I've met in my time.
And not in a funny way.
I mean, I've done it in a funny way.
There are funny ones, but there's a lot that are just like bitter self-deprecation where it's like, you seem like you hate yourself and the hobby that you love. So yeah, Ant-Man came out. Give it a watch.
I will.
You need to see it. And
all right. So I like video games. I like video game music. I was listening to Sonic the Hedgehog, Casino Night Zone. You know, it's just a nice little, little thing. But reading the comments though, they're kind of like strange because
they're Sonic fans.
This game was great. Not like the new ones. They just made those games to make money. So, I with all these nerd things that we discuss, I feel like at the end of the day, they're all supposed to make money.
Yeah.
Things are meant to make money.
There's a myth that a lot of people, like, sort of perpetuate, is that everything from their childhood was made with artistic intent, and the money was a thing that came secondary. Oh, man, back in my day when they made toys, they made them really good. They made them for kids. They made cartoons, comics.
They last forever.
Like, you know, comics, video games. It was like, it was made for with artistic intent. They did it solely to make everyone happy. Spoiler alert, guys. They only made these so they could make cash, so they could make money. Comic books? They started as a front for the mob.
Really?
Yeah, it was initially a mafia front because they needed some way to account for the money they were making, right, through illegal means. So they bought small presses and essentially really underpaid a bunch of artists, and that's why a lot of them like started out really bad. Eventually talent did flood through, but it started out as a means of making money for criminals. But this is every media you consume, unless it's like indie work or something, or it's like a some underground punk band or something like that.
I mean, even indie work, I think, is meant to still try to generate.
Yeah, but I mean, there are those who
just like, clearly are doing it for the art.
Like, we're just doing it to, but when it's like stuff like Sonic, when it's mainstream stuff from a giant corporation.
Yeah. Yeah, again, it's like,
no, I'm sorry, it's meant to make money. Mario was always meant to make money. Sonic, Superman, oh, yeah, Superman was always and it's a myth. It's this myth that they perpetuate that it's like, no, it's art. It's art.
Things were better back then.
The first Sonic game was art.
It was art.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay. All right. Here's one for you.
Is it a whopper?
I think so.
All right.
This song reminds me of the epic time I won big time at Texas Poker and won $300 million and all the girls surrounded me, but I ignored all the blondes because there is a very nerdy girl in a Sonic t-shirt wearing Sonic ears and she fell in love with me for winning and we had sex for 10 hours that night. I got married the next day.
Oh no.
That's it.
That's a true story.
That is a true story.
That really happened. I believe you.
See, and unfortunately, you get a lot of liars on the internet who like to... And sometimes...
People lie on the internet?
Yeah.
No one would ever do that.
You think someone would just do that?
You think someone would just lie on the internet?
There are believable lies where you're like, I don't know if that's true. Because usually when you lie, you don't... You embellish very little. You make it a very believable story, and sometimes you'll even throw in something to make you kind of look worse off. So maybe it's like, oh wow, you wouldn't have said that.
This is just like a tall tale.
It's this
like,
is a fanfic.
It's like, yeah, there's all these, they all wanted me, but I saw this nerdy girl, and I tell you,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing in that voice, but it's just, I don't know what he's trying to accomplish. Like, is he trying to accomplish? Like, fuck yeah, fucking yeah, look at this dude.
Yeah, but it's like, no one's gonna be impressed. Women will not be impressed by that because you're married.
You.
So it's weird. Any opening he wanted to give himself to get people interested in, he closed off because he says he got married.
I also
married.
Love that we had sex for 10
hours. 10 hours, yeah,
it's
okay.
Like, oh, that's nice, buddy. All right.
It's like, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, people make up shit.
Oh, I know.
And leading into that, I'm here because of the letter some kid wrote about making out with a girl with big boobs and a Star Wars shirt. Now,
okay, what?
Now, what he's saying is, I'm here because that brought me to this.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you that letter. I found it.
Oh, you found this letter? Okay.
Yeah. Just to start you off, though, I'm going to just show you a picture of it real quickly.
Yeah. Okay, let me explain what I'm seeing. It's like a childlike drawing of a dude with a mohawk standing on top of two ladies on skateboards. The ladies have large boobs.
Comically large.
There's volcanoes in the background.
Yeah.
It says, Mom, don't read. Best XXX ever. And Sonic is spinning in a ball, and this dude's holding a sword with sunglasses.
Yeah. It kind of reminds you of Star Wars a bit. The old Star Wars posters. So here we go.
It's an image. Yeah.
Okay. A girl with huge boobs is playing video games on the couch. She's wearing a Star Wars shirt that is so small that her huge boobs look huger.
Okay.
I come in on a skateboard and do a sweet ollie over the couch while drinking Mountain Dew. I'm looking pretty cool with a mohawk and shades.
Okay.
That's awesome, and you're awesome, she says. Sup, I say. She thinks I'm so cool that we make out with tongues. It's so awesome, even though it's kind of gross. But she's hot, so it's not gross. We tongue kiss for at least 3 hours, and I can hear Sonic music in the background because that's what she was playing before we were making out. She loves Sonic. It was the casino level.
Oh my god!
So there you go.
Oh my god.
She decides that it would be cool to play Sonic while making out. I say, brushing my mohawk with my switchblade comb. You can play Sonic as Sonic since I'm not as good. I love you. We drop the controls because we don't want to even play anymore. I decide that it's time to go all the way. So, here we go. I stick my hand up her shirt and grab a boob.
Oh my god.
Second base at last.
Oh no.
It feels like jelly.
Oh.
That's the end of the story.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, that's weird.
I mean, at least I could tell that's clearly a made up story.
Yes, it is.
That he's not trying.
But someone took it seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clear. Is this a copypasta?
No, that was a child's art, apparently.
No.
Oh, I have no idea if that's a thing that people spread around.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's Sonic.
Okay, well, that's only a taste of
what Sonic has to bring to the world.
Yeah. Okay.
For the record, I do enjoy the games, but...
We got some happy stuff, I guess. We did Netflix Roulette. And,
We
landed on a movie that
I was not expecting, to be honest.
I would never have
picked.
Yeah, I
on
see,
my own.
Universal
yeah.
Soldier, that I would give myself maybe a 50-50 chance of maybe I'd eventually watch.
Like
that.
if you told me watch the first Universal Soldier for a podcast or something, and then I would say, well, let me check out.
Or the others. I was bored and it was on the Sci-Fi Channel because it probably has been or will be. And there's nothing else to do. I just leave it on the background. This, I would never have sought out. So we watched Action Replay. And I say play like that because there's two Y's in this. And it stars Akshay Kumar and Aishwarya Rai.
Mm-hmm.
She's also known as the most beautiful woman in the world. That's her, designation.
Yeah. This is a Bollywood film.
Yes, it is a Bollywood film.
I've attempted to dabble in Bollywood just to kind of get an idea on what it's about. Never with any real seriousness taken
in it. I've seen like Krish, which is it's sort of the Bollywood Superman. Like I've seen something like that. Okay.
This is essentially a time travel. It's Back to the Future.
It needs reset. This movie's a remake or adaptation of Back to the Future. And the time machine in one movie. It's they took the elements from both. It is essentially Back to the Future. Because the whole plot is there's this young man. His parents are kind of dicks to each other. They don't really love each other. He wants to go back in time and make them actually fall in love. And, there's this one guy who's really mean to the dad. Who's an old childhood friend, quote unquote. Who likes the mom. So again, the Biff character.
Yeah.
It's got all that. There's no real huge Doc Brown element. There is one scientist guy, but
he's a non-entity.
Yeah.
I think.
So there's a lot of singing in this movie, a lot of dance,
a lot of bright, vibrant colors.
Because he goes back to the 70s, and I mean, there's a lot of funny jokes in this movie.
Yeah.
And Indian humor is interesting because it's very playful.
Yeah.
And very
It relies on sound effects. It relies on visual gags.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think the best thing for me would say it's like a real life Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
At times.
I mean, because I didn't hate this movie.
No. I want to let you know right now. I had a lot of fun watching it.
I felt like I was smiling the whole way through.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the big plot points of this movie is for some reason is the prank that the Biff character used to play on the dad. Was that he'd rip off his shirt,
yeah,
his button up shirt, and throw it on the ground. And so there's a scene in the past where it happens, and he's stumbling out after he got his shirt ripped off, and he falls to the ground, and it's what is going on? And he becomes a cool guy, and
yeah,
it's just
because he's got the fake buck teeth, obviously.
He
punches him out. And I think he even says, my teeth, you knock them out. And then he's got a beautiful smile.
He looks like a stereotypical nerd at first.
Yeah.
The buck teeth, the big giant glasses.
Yeah. Oh, and he's wearing George McFly glasses in the first the first part of the movie. He's wearing George McFly glasses.
But then the dance numbers are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Bollywood dancing is amazing. It's just... And the whole time the son is wearing comic book t-shirts for some reason, and nerd t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just...
I feel my only problem with this movie is the son kind of felt less of a character.
Oh, because it was mainly a vehicle for Akshay and Aishwarya, who were are huge Indian stars.
Yeah.
The son was just But okay, so the comments. Let's move on to the what what people are really trying to or are here to listen for.
Why are Hindi movies kissing the West's ass?
I saw that comment because I did go on IMDb.
These Hindi movies have songs and dialogues that are half in English. Why are they kissing West's ass? I mean, do they have no creativity left? Indians have become Westerners' whores. Seriously. Make movies that are not West crazy. We have great stories in India itself. And this needs to be said that years and years of British conquest have left English to be kind of like a very strong language.
I would also say it's more of a thing of just like the world becoming closer and closer together.
Yeah, yeah. But you can't deny that has a lot to do with
and
it.
And it's also the fact that media in general is, and it's America-centric.
Yeah.
A lot of media is made in America, and it does influence media all around the world.
Of course.
I mean, because I watch Korean dramas, and there are tons of, like, English words just thrown in.
Yeah.
And you're just like, it's something you accept. I mean, because, like, I noticed that more in this, though, because, like, it's almost sometimes they speak full sentences in English.
Yeah, yeah. Because apparently it's like, I think most Indians actually do know
English.
How to speak English.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's taught. Like,
I think that's a thing. But,
response to that.
Oh, God.
No. It's
oh, it's not, okay.
Mindless criticism. English is very much an Indian language now, and Indians speak it in a distinct style. Try some other criticism of the movie, like plot, script, character. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Well, one suspects you were not really Indian, but some Chinese troll just trying So it's like, okay, he's trying to be all, like, nice, and then he goes straight to, like, racism.
This is IMDb. It's just a big pull of shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my first...
Screw both those guys.
My first YouTube comment. And these are all taken from the trailer page.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like over there's over like 600 comments.
How many views did that have? Did you see?
Not a lot. But I had to, because when we talked about this last night, you mentioned how, and I do want to kind of set this up, there's a lot of just nothing but positive comments. No negativity.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a cool thing.
Which is weird, except for Netflix thought I would hate this movie and had it at around like a 1-star rating. And IMDb has it at like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean,
so stupidest movie ever.
Okay.
This is hands down the stupidest film I've ever seen. The plot is loosely taken from Back to the Future, an all-time classic. The idea of the kid going back in time simply because his parents have an argument and an unhappy marriage is probably the most ill-conceived idea ever. Namely because he appears to have the capacity to do more damage than actual good. So I think he's forgetting how Back to the Future actually worked.
Yeah.
Which is, he changed a lot.
So this guy is like, he's
criticizing the fact that it looks like Back to the Future. And,
yeah.
And I will say that's a fair criticism.
And he's taking it too seriously, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's like, this movie's just a fun romp where they have a duet, and he even says, like, don't you see, we have a duet, we're in love now.
Yeah.
It's like,
It's a little self-aware at times, and I appreciate movies that do that.
That's weird. Alright, so... Okay, so this man was all over the comments, and he's a very angry man who hates this movie. His name is Tills MD.
Mm-hmm.
He hates this movie, like, a lot. Because I saw him through... Like, so the first was 3 years ago, he said something. 2 years ago, he said something. 1 year ago, and then like a few months ago. So
he's holding the line down. Then.
He's holding it down. A grudge against this movie. So
wow.
here's his long one. People who like this have shit in their mouth, so they should have no taste in movies. Go watch good movies, you stupid bastards. Fucking watch the movie Back to the Future, and then watch this. You'll realize whose brain is rotten, but not a surprise. Because all people will follow the rotten brain named Akshay Kumar, who can't act for shit to save his life. Thank God I never saw this movie in theaters, so that I don't need to see his fucked face on the large screen. That would have been next level torture. May God have mercy on all of you.
This is one of those prophets that we were talking about earlier. This is a minister of hatred for this kind of like...
This guy is all over the comments, and yeah, it's he's consistently doing this where it's like, all these people, your shit taste, fuck all of you. And it's like, he's been doing this for 3 years.
That's amazing.
And he really hates Akshay Kumar. Like, he hates him.
No, I feel like if you go on any of the other trailers for his movies, he'll be there
too. Oh, I imagine. So, tells MD, yeah, this... You have shit in your mouth.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's, come on, it's just a movie.
It's a fun movie too. Yeah. One last one for me. It's about time that Hollywood started threatening legal action over Bollywood ripping off its films. I hope more film industries do the same. There's absolutely no reason why Bollywood can't come up with its own films and its own ideas for films rather than ripping them off directly from better, more popular creative productions. I guess the reason Bollywood rips off so many ideas is because when you boil it down to the core, Bollywood is just a bunch of no-talent hacks turning out stolen ideas and concepts.
I don't see any Americans dancing like that. No, that's for sure.
I don't. No, and you know what? American movies, they rip off other movies all the time.
American movies adapt. Every country adapts back and forth. It's not just everyone's stealing from America. It's like, no, we steal too. Calm down.
It's like, it's just a way for these guys to, like, make some money and make people happy. Like, are you really going to, like, shit on it that badly?
So,
like,
Jesus Christ. This one's from... I have a few more. So, Brandon Suknanan said, Action Replay, formerly Action Replay, apparently it originally had one Y. The second Y really does make the movie more powerful. I'm going to agree with you. Like, I don't know.
I feel like the title of the movie is just a non-entity. If you called it Back to the Future, I would have been like...
No, I mean, the second why. I wondered why is there, but, it's it makes it more powerful.
Okay.
Without that why...
At least he liked the movie. I mean.
So, this is by Angel Charm. I love this movie, and if one of you abuser jerks comment bad on this movie, I will kill you. So be careful, jerks.
That's great. That's great. I will kill you.
So be careful, jerks.
Jerks.
I love it. Be careful, jerks.
I will kill you.
Angel Charm's gonna murder people. Is gonna murder Tilt's MD. That's gonna happen.
That's great. That's the war we've been waiting for.
So the next man, he's a very happy man, and he's like the opposite of Tills. Like he represents the embodiment of joy in the world. I felt like crying when Professor Gonzalez was pleading Bunty to stop and shouting. I really cried. So when he's telling him, don't press the button.
It's a very non-emotional scene to me, by the way.
But it moved him.
That's great. It moved
Bunty, yeah.
Is the son.
Yeah. And then he says, here's the last comment. And it's, I think it's a beautiful comment that I should say sums up all movies. Movies are all about stuff that can't happen in real life. They are a chance to escape from reality, so make the most of it.
I like that.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. That's a...
You know, I will say about this movie, I feel like the ending to this was a lot nicer than...
To which Tills MD responded...
Oh, no!
Fuck you, you fucking shit-eater. You're a shit-eater with horrible taste. Fuck you.
Yeah. What a mean man.
Yeah.
Fuck Tills MD. Fuck him.
And so yeah, Action Replay.
Yeah.
Not a bad movie.
No,
I mean,
no, I was saying though, it ends on a nicer note than Back to the Future actually does, if you think about it.
It does, and there's no implied rape anywhere.
Oh yeah. Nowhere.
There's, and even the bad guy,
he's a nicer guy.
He doesn't get shit on. He doesn't, like...
Literally shit on, yeah, right?
No, but, like, he doesn't, like, end Manure. Up, like, as their servant, essentially.
No.
He just ends up being...
Like, their friend.
Yeah, he ends up being a popular singer who has a wife now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's, like... And everyone's happier. Yeah. The grandparents ended up being happier. It's a real happy ending.
But I guess that's what these movies are all about, though, yeah. Right? I mean...
I mean...
Yeah.
And then, Yeah, Akshay Kumar's got that million-dollar smile, so...
The music in this movie is great.
Oh, no, it's
amazing.
It's wonderful. So...
We are happy today. Hopefully, Chat Roulette, whatever it's called...
No, Chat Roulette will show us dicks.
Oh, yes.
Netflix Roulette. We'll give... Next week, we'll see what it gives us.
Yes.
So, let's go to the...
I was... Well, with wrestling, right?
Initially... Okay, so yeah, this is a wrestling segment.
Okay, so... I had something on Virgil who did an AMA.
Which we're going to have to say for last week.
Because because...
News broke last night.
Last night, I was on Reddit.
Which, by when you listen to this, we're probably going to know more.
Oh, yeah. So, at the moment, we're a little bit in the dark. We're going to discuss Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan. Recently, WWE...
last night.
Last night. And that's... Last night as of... like Friday.
Yeah.
So it news broke that they cut all ties with Hulk Hogan. And by that I mean they literally have scrubbed him from like every like superstar profile. That's gone.
He's been erased from the WWE website completely.
Yeah. All of his merchandise is no longer purchasable.
And he's no longer hosting
He's not a judge on Tough Enough anymore.
Yeah. So
which is still currently airing, so
he's been wiped.
He's been wiped clean. And a lot of people were saying, like, you know, what the hell happened? Because the last time something like this happened, a man murdered his wife and child and himself.
Who
is Chris Benoit.
Who?
Yes.
I've never heard that name in my life.
Damn it. So let me just read this tweet that Hulk Hogan sent out before, basically just before it all went down. Which he says... In the storm, I release control. God and his universe will sail me where he wants me to be. One love, HH. Which he ends every tweet with
HH for Hogan. So, Terry Bollea is trying to... He's essentially saying, like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Now, National Enquirer this morning released with the... So, there's supposed to be some audio, right?
Yeah. And right now, he's got his whole thing going on with Gawker. He's got a legal thing going with him because...
But this isn't related to that because...
No.
There's some audio that they apparently have that National Enquirer has.
It's a tiny bit related to that whole thing, but
and it
that's
has,
not the important thing.
It has to do with some really racist things he said, which we're not going to repeat on here,
no.
obviously. In relation to his daughter dating a black man.
And how he would not be cool with that.
And how he said that he is a racist.
Yeah,
like he actually,
to a degree. He says to a degree.
But he still said,
yeah.
I'm a racist.
Yeah.
And essentially what he said after that was like, you know, some of them are nice.
Yeah.
Which
is really weird.
So, when you... Essentially, he pulled a Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he did. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll...
Is this... Okay, so this is confirmed that all this stuff he actually said.
They're saying that that's what the audio says.
Okay.
I imagine the audio's gonna be released, like, in... Maybe by Monday when this is...
We could be wrong and we may have to redact all this.
Yeah.
Much like they're redacting Hulk Hogan. Regardless, they've already redacted him.
Yeah,
so he's something's happened.
Clearly, they know
something that we don't.
But
I can't imagine it's going to be far.
So what did CM Punk say about this?
Oh, so CM Punk is one of my favorite wrestlers. No longer wrestling, regrettably, but it's okay.
He's writing comic books now.
On Twitter, he said Booker T told him he was coming for him. Well, he finally got him. This is a reference to
an old video.
An old promo that Booker T referenced where he says, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you. And he refers to him affectionately.
Yes.
As,
with the racial epithet.
Yeah. And...
Yeah. So, what's the wrestling community saying about this? All the crazy fans?
Okay. Hulk Hogan was probably really disappointed when he found out NWO didn't stand for N-word opportunities.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
Bobby Heenan, who is historically in storyline, not in real life, hated Hulk Hogan. So Bobby Heenan is silently flipping off a picture of Hulk Hogan in protest.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan used to pretend that he was ripping the Emancipation Proclamation off of his chest.
Oh, man.
Can Hulk Hogan use the one save he has on Tough Enough on himself? This, so, on Tough Enough, You have, when someone's getting eliminated, you can say,
yeah,
I could save him, brother. You know, you could,
like,
you
a
could
lifeline, do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
From elimination. Every single time someone thought, and most recently it was the one black guy on the show who got eliminated, and someone, and every, even Jericho's like, Hogan, he's really good. Do you want to use your save?
And he did.
And he's even suggesting, because the producers are telling him, please have someone use their save. Like,
oh,
now.
Wow.
And Hogan's like, no, I'm not doing it, brother. So he got eliminated, and it was really strange. And even said, well, you're a good dude. You know, he said all that stuff. So it's like, okay. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, it turns out Hulk only fights for the rights of some men. It hurts his friends, and it hurts his white pride. He won't be a man. He'll let those racist jokes slide.
Oh, God.
So we're just taking Hulk Hogan's.
I just music. I love this.
That song came up on my my little iPod today. I skipped it. I couldn't listen to it.
I love that so many, like, recently so many icons are now being sort of revealed for being terrible people. It's like the Bill Cosby thing and now this. It's like the 1980s when it spawned. Well, Bill Cosby before that, but yeah. I mean, Hulk Hogan's legacy, is it tarnished? I mean, initially it turned into, there's he fucked people's wives on camera.
That's what led to all this happening, which is so strange. Well, I'm not done.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Every time Hulk Hogan was hulking up, he was thinking about interracial couples having children.
Oh, no.
Hulk Hogan found the strength to pick up Andre the Giant by pretending Andre was Al Sharpton.
Oh, my God.
Hulk Hogan didn't want the outsiders in NWO till he was 100% sure that Razor Ramon wasn't really from Cuba.
Oh, God.
And finally, actually, no, two more things.
All right.
One of the greatest WrestleMania moments of all time is Andre the Giant doing a weird-ass flip and then laying on the ground for 10 minutes after having stumbled around the ring for a good 30 minutes.
What the fuck?
So they're implying that they're going to edit out Hulk Hogan from all videos.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I want them to CG out, like, when he lifts up, like it was in and stuff.
So he's just, like he's just doing a flip, yeah. And here we go. Twin Peaks is coming back. Jon Snow's mother reveal is finally coming. Final Fantasy VII is getting remade. Shenmue 3 is coming. Star Wars 7. Hogan is about to get buried. The apocalypse is nigh.
This is the end times.
Yes.
Oh, man. Hulk Hogan, you may or may not be a piece of shit. You're probably a piece of shit.
He was probably
always... Oh, what am I kidding? Of course, in real life, he's a piece of shit.
He's buried so much talent in his time. He's kept so many people. And that's not even the worst of it, if this is true.
I mean, now we can finally move on from the Hulkster, I guess. Hulkamania will not be running wild on you. And in the end, Ultimate Warrior won. In the end, Ultimate Warrior is more respected than Hulk Hogan.
In the end, Macho Man's beef was real. 12 for a penny.
Yeah, there you go.
Check them out, too.
So has anyone ever noticed that it sounds like they're chanting, oh my gosh, I got penguins on my body.
Oh my gosh, I got penguins on my body. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Macarena? Macarena. Let's go with Macarena.
You're listening to Circle of Life from The Lion King.
Oh, no.
Ever be seen, more to do than nothing can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here. What to find then can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the sun. Yeah.